It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
You're in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday. Has it warmed up yet?
I don't know. 713-572-4610.
Now we're just doing, well, that's real lazy. Like,
Tell us if it's warmed up. Tell us the weather.
Like, I could just pull out my phone and look at the weather app. That's crazy. We love you getting involved no matter what, though. Yeah, make sure that you hang out with us. And text in, 713-572-4610. Especially as we get ready for the Patriots game. And there's all sorts of ups and downs when it comes to news on this Patriots game. You have Jabril Preppers going to the commissioner's exempt list because of his arrest for seemingly like domestic violence related things this weekend. You have Nico Collins going to the IR. We knew he probably wouldn't play this week already, though, but he now officially goes to the IR, so you'll miss him not just for this week against the Patriots, but for the next four at least. And so that was all. That was a whole bunch of things that's taken a lot of our attention. But then this came in yesterday as, I think, Figgy, I was hanging out with you over there towards your desk when I was like, oh, wow, this popped up. Mm-hmm. And the this that I'm speaking of, as you know now, is that Drake May was made, or they made known to us, at least, that Drake May will officially be the starter for the New England Patriots. He will get his debut as an NFL professional in the regular season. Jacoby Brissett, thank you for your service, but you've done enough here. And so now you go from a kind of savvy veteran in Jacoby Brissett, who's been around and in theory is capable of doing enough to get you by, to now, for the Patriots, a guy who has a high ceiling, but seems like he is the least pro-ready of the rookie quarterbacks that have come in. For you, Lopez, like, what are you immediately drawn to with this particular move from the Patriots?
Well, you know, from a Texans perspective, I mean, I would be inconsolable if the Texans lose this game. This is a win. You know, because let's look at it from a Texans perspective. You can't ask for better than this. Like, look at what young quarterbacks have done already, rookie quarterbacks and a young quarterback to start the season have done against the Houston Texans. Caleb Williams, clearly much more polished coming into the NFL, or somewhat, I should say, because I don't want to dump on Drake May too much. But 23 out of 37, 174 yards, two interceptions, seven sacks. In the opener, Anthony Richardson, 9 for 19. 212 yards, two touchdowns, one interception, two sacks. Oh, how about a really polished MVP-type quarterback in Josh Allen? 9 for 30, 131 yards, one TD, one sack. They are absolutely throwing him to the Wolves, and the Wolves being the Houston Texans. They're kind of doing him a disservice. Not kind of. They're doing him a disservice.
Yeah.
But I also see them working here. I think they're just... they're in that mode right now. I call it a soft tank. Like a soft opening, it's a soft tank. Mm. Like, they want to be competitive. They want to see what they have in their quarterback. We are familiar with this. Nick Casario did it in 2021 and somewhat in 2022.
That wasn't no soft tank, though.
It was a tank. But this is like a soft tank. Let's find out about this guy. He's going to go against, you know, we're not going anywhere. You know, I think, worst case scenario is also kind of a best case scenario. We don't win very many games and we move up in the draft. We already feel like we have our, you know, franchise quarterback, but we'll have higher draft picks. I think this is kind of a page out of Nick Casario's book.
But I feel like Nick Casario would have the good sense of not doing quite
this,
right?
Like, why now?
Because Yes, I think we all, or maybe not, I shouldn't say we all, but I think for me personally, I looked at that team and I was like, okay, this feels like a soft tank in the way that you're saying, maybe not specifically those words, mm-hmm. but they understand that what they have in a team around the quarterback position is not a great one. And so I think that we have continually had this ebb and flow when it comes to rookie quarterbacks coming into the league of, do you start them immediately and let them take their knocks, or do you sit them and let them learn? And I'm not sure if we have an exact answer, but it seems like the pendulum is swinging a little bit further back to maybe try and sit them if you could, at mm-hmm. least when it comes to the popular thought process on it. And especially for this dude who I mentioned, not nearly as pro-ready, at least in the eyes of a lot of the you know, smarter people about football in this. And so it felt like, especially with the way that this team, this Patriots team is situated, not great blocking, those mm-hmm. types of things, let somebody else take those knocks so that you don't have a David Carr situation.
Yeah.
You don't ruin him early on with the level of pressure and without support around him, right? But now, even if you are going to then find a soft spot for him to start, the Texans' defense is not that, right? And I understand, like, maybe you looked at Jacoby Brissett and you saw the 6-sack game that he had against the San Francisco 49ers. Oh yeah, that defense sounds kind of familiar to the Texans, yeah. right? Maybe you looked at that and you go, okay, that isn't sufficient, so you put Drake May in. But that's not the place where you want, because you saw what the Texans did to Caleb Williams in yeah. particular. And I have a strong feeling that they'll do a similar thing to Drake May, which is heat him up. Treat him like a rookie. And any time with a rookie, you want to test his decision-making, you want to test his steel in the pocket, and you want to heat him up. And I think that this team will be able to do that. This just does not make sense in my estimate.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If I were a Patriots fan, I would totally agree with you. I think from the Patriots perspective, they probably feel what I said. You know, let's throw him out there. Let's find out what he's got. The worst case scenario is still kind of a good thing, all that. But you're right. Like, there is a risk factor involved here. Like, the Patriots offensive line is 30th in the NFL in sack rate. That's awful. I mean, there is a risk with this, but I feel like they're just going to find out on him, and boy, he's going to be seeing ghosts out there.
Yeah, man,
with this Texans team.
And what's crazy is I like going back, especially with rookies, and looking at Dane Brugler, who's fantastic when it comes to being a media draft scout. He works for The Athletic, and so I pull up what he calls the Beast, his full accounting of all the players in the draft.
Yeah.
And Drake May, let me read you his weaknesses. I can read you his strengths, but let me read you his weaknesses and see if that bodes well with being under pressure against the Texans defense that will get after him. Plays with reckless tendencies, is still learning the throws he should and shouldn't make. Generally, his accuracy is above average, but his arm gets juiced up and he will miss some layups. Needs to reel back some bad habits in the pocket, like excessive bouncing on his feet or fading away from throws. Needs to take better care of the football and is guilty of panic decisions as he is being sacked, turning a bad play into a catastrophic play. Of his 16 career interceptions in college, 12 came in the second half, responsible for 10 fumbles over the past two seasons. Two of his most inconsistent performances in college came in the final two games that he played. That
ain't great.
Not for them. Sounds great for this Texas team.
Yeah, lay the 7 points, by the way.
Yes. And now yes, he has the luxury of being at home 8-3-2. That won't save him. That will not save him.
Gonna be a factor.
When Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson mm-hmm. and Azeez Al-Shaair and Fatukasi and Settle and Davis and Edwards, right? Like, I think that they are going to be in his kitchen, and hell, Petrie, yeah, and you know, guys firing from the corners. I think that they're going to light him up, and I think that this is going to provide a good opportunity for the Texans to get back to something that we were clamoring for at the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Turnover defense. Oh, I think that is,
count on it.
All right. If I set the over under at 1.5,
over.
That's what I need to hear.
Yeah.
I need to hear multiple turnovers in the course.
At least a couple. Now, turnovers can be somewhat flaky, you know, but I would expect.
No, I need it, Lopez.
I would expect a couple here. This is an entirely different world. And what he's going to see from a defense that is fourth in the NFL and can light you up and is just coming off a game where they had Josh Allen seeing ghosts.
Yeah, they were. They had the juice.
They had Josh Allen wondering, you know, where all the pressure was coming, what, you know, where he's going to put the ball on the run, all that stuff. No, this is you heard Dan Orlovsky, right?
Let's hear it. Dan Orlovsky of ESPN, you know, quarterback, and so he has some level of insight into how this works. This is what he had to say about Drake May getting his first start this weekend.
This is a bad decision in New England. One, their offensive line is the worst pass blocking offensive line in the NFL. Right now, it is the worst. Jacoby Brissett, who has been their starting quarterback, listen to this. He has been pressured on 47% of his dropback passes. That 47% is the highest number for a quarterback since 2006. You want to take a rookie quarterback and set him up to struggle, put him behind this New England offensive line. On top of that, it's a bottom probably 5 or 6 group wide receiver wise when it comes to getting open. This is not the right choice.
Wow. Yeah. You'll see sometimes in media where folks will kind of leave a little bit of room, like, hey, this is what I think or whatever, but whatever. Ultimately, just flat out, like, this is not
this
the right
is
choice.
Awful.
But it's a great choice when it comes to your Texans. I think this is setting it up for an opportunity to have a fantastic game defensively.
I might have to bet this week. I'm not like a Sean Pendergast, Tyler Milner type of gambler. Every once in a while, I'll throw a little bit out there. I might have to, you know, get on those Texans a little bit.
Shout out to the 979 who said, translation, start Texans defense on your fantasy team. It does feel like that.
Yes.
It does feel like that is the opportunity here. Because, I mean, now, the one thing that I can talk about, and we'll talk more about this, is maybe that means that they lean more heavily on Ramondre Stevenson, and maybe they try and big boy a little bit this defense, because we know that they can and sometimes be big boyed with the run. But, yeah, if they're not going to be able to throw the football, you're not competing with the Texans, I don't think. And I hear myself say that, and I'm like, we are eventually going to have the conversation on if this is a trap game. But
maybe.
Yeah, but, yeah, I just – this feels like such a great situation for the Texans defense that Drake May will be the starter for the New England Patriots. Questions that came in, any updates on Christian Harris? I mean, we haven't heard anything.
We are getting there. They're getting on the field in about 20 minutes.
I think the 12:25 is when they're on the field.
Oh, so, okay, 45 minutes.
Yeah, 12:25, they'll be on the field outside practicing today. And then, of course, it's a Wednesday, so we'll hear from D'Amico and CJ again. Or D'Amico talks today, right?
Yes, he does.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Later in the day, I believe you'll be able to hear some of that, or at least hear about that from the drive with Clint Ron later. But, yes, that's what's happening, or we haven't heard anything that's happening with Christian Harris in particular, but this defense, turnover defense, definitely needs to make some things shake this week. All right, you're in the loop. Sports Radio 610 coming up next. Let's get into what's popping, including playoff baseball continues to have some fun things. And an interesting opportunity that has arisen in college football is a good one. We'll talk about all that next.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.